This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today we're going surfing. Surfing is one of the few sports that most Alaskans haven't tried. Our water is freezing, our beaches are rocky, and there aren't many places to catch good waves. But none of that kept Robert Stormo from doing it. He recently tried surfing in Alaska for the first time after being stranded on St. George Island for 7 days because of poor flying conditions. On the sixth day, Stormo and his co-worker thought they were finally going to get to leave, but their flight was full.
So that Sunday at the airport, after we see everybody leave and like they're happy to be going home and stuff, we decide to go surfing.
And it turned out that surfing was exactly what the pair needed.
Being out there kind of made me forget about all the disappointment that I had just experienced. And it was so much fun.
That's not to say it was easy. Stormo says his hands and ears were freezing and that the waves were intense. Also, he got pretty nervous after he spotted a couple of seals.
Just 2 days prior, there were like killer whales swimming out there, and whales eat seals.
Stormo is going to try surfing again, only this time he'll be riding the Turnagain Arm Boar Tide, a tide that's famous for its waves that can reach up to 10 feet. The Boar Tide is one of the biggest in the world, but it still doesn't draw many surfers, mainly because it's just a single wave. Also, the water is really cold, which is why we're going to rent a dry suit for this adventure. For that, meet Bobby, short for...
Borislav Paunovsky. It means a peacock, my last name, on my language.
Bobby works for Alaska Raft and Kayak, one of the few places in Anchorage you can rent a dry suit and board combo. The board Stormo will be renting is typically used for paddleboarding, but it's more appropriate for his purposes. It's large and sturdy, two traits Stormo wants if he's going to ride a boar tide. Unlike a standard board, this one is filled with an air pump.
Screw it in. Pump. I've heard that if you pump them, you can pump them up to 15 PSI. So they come really hard, and I've heard guys tell that they're better than regular surfboards.
When Bobby finds out Stormo will be trying to ride the board tide, he looks slightly concerned.
You're gonna ride the boat, the tide?
Yeah, we'll try to.
It's rocky, yeah. Okay. If you flip, there's like...
I could die.
Yeah. No, you can die. You can get stuck.
Getting stuck in Turnagain Arm also seems like it could equate to dying. At this point, we're both questioning if all of this was a terrible idea. But later that evening, Stormo is ready to go. The drive out to the arm is windy, and it's pouring rain. Still, his spirits are high.
Yeah, I'm really excited to try this out. Something completely different.
One thing we have to do is race the boar tide. We leave Anchorage about an hour after the tide begins to form, but we're confident we can drive fast enough to get in front of it.
None of the gear is ready, so we just have to be NASCAR team efficient. Also, I guess just keep an eye on the boar tides. We've got to be quick.
Once we pass Girdwood, we're able to overtake the tide and find a place to park. Time for our best NASCAR impression.
While you put the wetsuit on, I'll try and pump your board up.
All right. Okay, let's do this.
And just in the nick of time, we're able to walk on the beach to witness the incoming boar tide. Stormo wastes no time getting in the water.
All right, you got it, man.
I don't know if it's because we're closer to it now, but that tide looks pretty huge all of a sudden. And I'm glad I'm the one standing safely on the beach. When Stormo gets hit by the boar tide, he is swept up and has to cling to his board to stay on. He's able to get up on one knee for a few seconds, but when the tide passes him, the water pulls him side to side and he's forced back on his belly. With the tide gone, it's now a matter of paddling across the inlet against what is now very choppy water. For a minute, it looks like he's going to get dragged out further to sea, but he's able to use his legs to get back to the beach.
If I were to kick that last, like, 30 yards, I still would have been out there probably trying to paddle. My arms would have fallen off.
Stormo looks a little seasick. He says the tide surprised him.
It came so fast. Faster than I expected. I knew it wouldn't be easy, but I'm gassed right now. I'm glad I tried it, though.
Glad he tried it now. But after the adrenaline wears off and we make it back to Anchorage, he's thinking his next surfing adventure will be someplace warm. Somewhere far away from Turnagain Arm.
It was beautiful. But I'm done with the boar tide. I've got it out of my system and won't be doing it ever again.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.